today I have Nadeem Khan, president of Vidisma. Nadeem, can you please introduce yourself to our viewers?
My name is Nadeem Khan, and I'm the founder and the president of SoftTech Worldwide and Vidisma.
Great. And what does Vidisma do?
Vidisma provide businesses and government businesses and education to use rich interactive rich media presentations for training, learning, knowledge, workforce development, and compliance needs.
Right, and you are part of the BizSpark program as well.
Yes, I was.
Oh, you were.
That was a great experience. During that program, we worked on Windows 7 integration.
Right.
We integrated, I think, as far as I remember, we basically incorporated jump list.
And search
and multi-touch.
Yeah, and that was fantastic. Now, you've actually moved up. You have made some real good investments in adopting Microsoft technology. You know, we started with Windows 7, as you're talking about, but now you were telling me before that you have adopted Azure. So can you talk more about Azure and what you're doing with Azure?
First of all, I would like to thank everyone in Microsoft who has helped us, during the process of this Azure launch, giving us all this information, valuable information, which allowed us to basically understand the value that Azure is bringing in and quickly jump onto it. We jumped onto it because of the basically scalability issues, right? So with Windows Azure, now we can scale up to whatever Azure can support, and that's, I'm sure it's a lot more than anybody right now can do. But Azure, yes, we have moved our services to Windows Azure. So now all media that is streamed out of Vidisma is through
Azure
is streaming. Azure is not providing live streaming services yet.
Yes.
So for live streaming services, we are still using other CDNs, but our player and studio is hosted on Windows Azure along with all the content, which includes PowerPoint, presentations, video, audio, images, and other digital assets.
Right, and all this is about providing your learning management solution, which is video delivery as well as PowerPoint documents, everything, and now you're leveraging Azure to scale because there are two things. One is it has to be performant, all the delivery has to be done with the right syncing and right time, as well as it has to scale because you're getting a lot of visibility and business out there.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. So, for example, right now, in fact, I have Dean Aquili's email pulled in front of me. I mean, he is, Microsoft Director, Unified Communication Sales,
yes.
Right? So he's looking at the solution to basically use it for public sector. I mean, trainings are in public sector for customers. And so consider the scalability requirement over there. So, yes. By the way, one correction, we do not classify our software as an LMS. However, we do qualify... as an LCMS. So there's a little difference.
Yep.
In an LMS, you would also basically plan somebody's future or career or progression path, which to an extent we do, but not to the extent that Blackboard or Moodle would do. So for that purpose, what we are doing, we integrate back with Blackboard and Moodle to provide those
LMS
capabilities. But we can be considered as an LCMS, and we are 508C compliant and is SCOM compliant, which allows us to hook it back to the LMS.
So this is very good because last time we talked in August, Azure wasn't actually ready yet, and we were talking about your scaling and then performance issues. Now that Azure is out, and I'm so glad that you actually made that decision to go on Azure, and I'm sure you're seeing the benefits out there as well. So, it is a pleasure working with you, right? And I hope you leverage other capabilities of Azure, like SQL Azure eventually, which you're also looking.
Correct. There were two things. There were two possibilities. First, we were looking at the possibility of moving the whole application of Windows Azure. But then we realized that will take some time for us to develop as well. I agree. So the major part for the application is streaming. So most of the time, it streams, it delivers. So that part is already being with Windows Azure. But as far as the analytics are concerned, we are storing analytics back into the Windows Server 2008 and SQL Server 2008.
Which is in your data center.
Which is in our data center. But pretty soon, we plan to migrate all those areas back to the Azure as well.
That is fantastic. And thank you very much for your time today. I'm sure our viewers would be excited to know that a company like yourself who has adopted Azure and also gives them confidence to move on Azure, and yours is a success story. So thanks again for your time today.
Thank you very much, and I'm pretty confident about the capabilities that Azure is offering. Otherwise, I would not have moved our business to Azure.
Yes, thanks a lot, Nadeem.